How was your drive in this morning?
It was wonderderful.
Yeah. Absolutely. A lot wonderful. Of orange out there.
There's some orange out there, but you know what? Orange means progress, right?
Orange means progress. Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on. But again, I do mean that tongue in cheek. But again, things are happening. We're putting some new streets in, sidewalks, etc., and just looking forward to it being done for sure.
I was thinking about how to introduce you, and I went with Yankton Mayor, but you're also a father and a husband. And then I don't know. Do you even know all the stuff you're involved in locally? If I asked you to list your stuff, would you be able to list your stuff?
I could, but it would be a long list. And I say that. Because I'm involved and I love being involved, and I think that's why I'm here talking to you as the mayor today.
And Saratoga Club?
You're talking about Rotary. So yes, Saratoga.
You know what I meant.
I knew what you meant.
See how in touch we are? I meant Rotary.
Yeah. So Rotary, Saratoga's fantastic. But I'm right now in Rotary and really enjoy Rotary. And like I said, just came back from a zone conference in Minneapolis. That was really, really great. Yeah, so it was a great conference.
Yeah, and you're a volunteer firefighter?
Volunteer firefighter, that's correct. Yeah, serve on a few other boards as well, like the River City Domestic Violence Center I've been a part of before, but I'll mention this because it was really near and dear to my heart. Last Thursday, they had a candlelight vigil for people, for victims of domestic violence, and so was able to speak down there and was really honored to do that.
Yeah, we had them on the show Thursday, and always happy to visit with them. Always happy to visit with you. You're such a politician, too. I said the Saratoga thing wrong, and before you gave Rotary some love, you said, hey, Saratoga's great too. Such a politician.
Public servant.
Oh, you're a good guy. You made me notice that I threw some Kleenex out there, and just in case I make you cry during the show this morning.
It's possible. It could happen.
If you get emotional talking about the kids, I threw some Kleenex out there for you.
Thank you. You're so thoughtful.
Well, can we kind of start with family? Liam, Laura, Maya, and Kelsey, and of course, Mary Lee, your wife. How is everybody?
Everybody's doing well. Laura, our youngest, had a little bit of a spill. She was at soccer about 3 weeks ago and ended up breaking her arm pretty badly, but she's good.
Mom just fixed that.
Well, yeah, exactly. A little bubble gum and tape, and she's all good to go. No, she broke it, and she's actually had surgery, and so she's recovering, but she's doing good.
Were you there at the game when she broke it?
I was not. That's okay. What I felt horrible as a dad. I wasn't there, but got to back to Yankton pretty quickly. So
right.
Yeah. Otherwise, everybody else is doing well. Liam's doing great.
Liam's a senior.
He's a senior. I can't believe it, Jeff. Wow. My grandparents and parents always said, "You wait. Life just keeps passing you by." And Jeff, it's been going so
well. They
fast.
Hit junior high, and it's a blur. Well,
it is, and it has been. You're so busy just keeping up with them that it just goes by quickly. So
can he kick the ball farther than you yet?
He's always been able to do that, believe it or not. You know, whether it was pass punt kick when he was little and doing stuff here with that, or soccer all the way up to just a few years ago, he's playing indoor. But yeah, man, I'm very proud of him, Jeff. He's doing a really fantastic job.
Is Laura still wearing that crown around the house?
She is. She's still wearing that. I'm like, Laura, you gotta take it off, sweetheart. You know, she's really enjoying that still. And
what was the official title again?
She's the National American Miss Junior Preteen.
Yeah. Glad you remembered it.
Yeah, me too.
I look back to some of my favorite conversations on this show. That was one of them. That was a fun morning.
I'm also very proud of her. I'm glad all the kids take after their mother. They're all very, very smart.
Well, thanks for the update on the family. Let's get to some City of Yankton stuff. What's pressing these days? What are you busy with these days? What are people talking about these days when it comes to city business?
Well, I mean, everybody seems to have their different take on different things. Everything is important. I will say that. So I hate to just pick on one specific topic because it's all important. But one of the things are like our wastewater treatment plant. That is one of the things that has been ongoing for quite some time, and they're all doing a really good job of getting that wrapped up and continuing to move on that. And so for me, I know it's not, I want to say it's not exciting. It's not the flashiest of projects, but tell you what, if we had issues where things weren't moving where they were supposed to, people would be very upset. So I'm really happy that that's continuing to move forward.
We had Amy Leone in recently, of course, Yankton City Manager. We were talking about rates going up. When something like that happens, do you hear about it from people? Or they call you and say how they're feeling about things?
Yeah, they do. They do. And I will say this. I say it every meeting. I always welcome our friends, people either on YouTube watching and people in the commission chamber. I truly mean it when I say I would love to have that commission chamber full. That is how we as commissioners get good feedback. And that's how we do what people would like us to do here in the city of Yankton, is getting that good feedback. And so I would rather have a room full of people that are even upset with me rather than get no feedback at all. So yeah, people approach me all the time. That's one of the things I think I do well. I can talk to anybody about any issue. I'm an empathetic ear. I will listen and we'll come up with some good solutions. Sometimes we have to agree to disagree, but that's how you move forward as a community.
Are you enjoying the commission ride, specifically being mayor too?
I am. It's a great honor for sure to be selected, not only be elected, but then selected by my fellow commissioners are appointed to be the mayor. So yeah, it is continuing to be a great ride. Every ride there though comes with its, you know, ups and downs, as far as sometimes people are upset with you and sometimes people are ecstatic with you.
But you have that at home too.
So, well, exactly. Yeah, right? just like at home.
This is nothing new to you.
That's right. No, it's all good. It's been great. And I know I'm exactly right where I'm supposed to be right now. And so I take solace in that. And I'm serving the public. I'm not a politician. I'm a public servant.
Anything else that you want to give a mention to as far as city business or topics or anything else on your mind?
Again, I'm just going to say this. I echo this, and I appreciate the platform to echo this again here, is that we are all on the same team. We are Team Yankton. One of the things that I pride myself in, like I just said, was that, you know, listening with the ear of my heart, but also making sure, again, that we're making good level-headed decisions. And having this platform and the listeners out there, I welcome you to a commission meeting if you've never been. Sometimes they're not the most exciting thing, but again, that is where the rubber hits the road as far as local government. That's where decisions are made that affect you every day. So please show up and say hello.
Yeah, I bet at a commission meeting, there are some moments where the yawns set in.
Sure.
And then some moments where people have fire under their seat too. So.
You're going to get both, I promise.
Things have gone so well as mayor. You're now considering a run for governor of South Dakota. Is that a rumor?
I don't think I've ever said that, but we won't rule it out, but I've never officially
said. Can you
said
imagine it. You know, you sit there as mayor on the commission in what's relatively a small town in the grand scheme of things. Can you imagine the pressure of some of the politicians,
Jeff,
out there?
I can't even imagine.
I know.
And if, as I watched him, I will share this with you, I'm just blown away by how polished they all are. It's amazing. I'm like, wow, that's really, really amazing.
Last question. I may have asked you this last time you were in, but this is a great question, I think. I give you a magic wand. You can wave it and you can fix one thing in Yankton. You can make something in Yankton the way you think it should be. What would you do with that one wish or that magic wand?
Ooh, that's a great question, Jeff. If I could wave a magic wand, I'm going to look bigger picture here. And I know I don't mean to sidestep your question, and I'm not. But again, I've already echoed this again. I fully believe that part of the issue that we have in the world today is that we are so polarized. So if I could wave a magic wand, and granted, the beautiful thing about Yankton is I feel like we're a little more insulated from that situation. But still, I would wave a magic wand and we would all be on the same team, and that is Team Yankton. Like I said, we can agree to disagree about things, but we have to have the conversation, communication, collaboration, and cooperation. If we could all do that, we're bigger and better things for our future.
Thanks for the time. Thanks for all the information. My best to you and your incredible family, and can't thank you enough for bringing donuts in too.
Hey, happy to do it. You shouldn't show up empty-handed, so there you go. You got plenty to choose from.